This is the Jason Greger Show podcast presented by Lakewood Chevrolet. Good people, great service, and also voted the number one dealer in Canada at dealerrater.ca. Check them out, lakewoodchev.com.
Blackus, if you don't mind, I got a lot of emails, so I'm going to go to some viewer email questions for today. You ready?
Sounds good.
All right. When you lose body fat, where does it go? Comes from Lenny.
Yes. So with body fat, what happens is when you take in oxygen and into your body, and what it'll do is it metabolizes the fat stores if you don't take in excessive amounts of food. So if you're in a calorie deficit, that oxygen sort of breaks down those fat stores in your body. And the end product, after you go through this whole metabolic cellular activity that's going on in your body, is 84% of the fat dissipates out of your body through carbon dioxide that you breathe out. So whatever you exhale, 84% of the fat comes out through your mouth. And then 16% is actually secreted through liquids via your urine, through feces, through sweat, and other means. So 84% you breathe out, 16% through fluids.
All right.
Yeah, now, that's the end product.
Okay. Bruce asks, he keeps hearing about fasting is great for health reasons and weight loss. How does one incorporate fasting into their diet correctly?
Yes. So fasting's been becoming very popular in the last couple of years, especially with intermittent fasting, where people are trying to eat less meals per day and get their body used to not eating food for a period of time. So there's pros and cons to fasting. Like, one of the things I like about it is that it does teach you that, you know, you don't have to eat all the time if you're not that active, right? So, and if you can get used to having a little bit of hunger in your body and not freak out about it where you think you're going to overeat later on, you can train yourself to be a little bit hungry and tolerate it a little bit better if you fast. The key, though, is you don't want to fast if you're doing a lot of intense exercise and frequent exercise. So you don't want to be doing fasting on days where you have big exercise days or high intensity days. Save it for days where there's going to be a little bit of time before your next heavy intense workout sessions. And it's okay to go to bed a little bit hungry as long as you don't have to do a big workout first thing in the morning. You can just wait and eat when you wake up.
How many drinks on average per week is unhealthy from Danny? I'm assuming he means alcohol.
Yes. Okay, alcohol. So what I've been reading lately, so if you're talking to an average size male, you know, 180, 200 pounds, they say about 2 drinks per day. So I guess 14 to 15 drinks a week is considered healthy for your body. So I would guess that would mean it's not going to be detrimental to your liver. But you do have to be careful, though, because if you are trying to lose weight, alcohol is one of the first things I try to get people to eliminate, because there's no nutritional value. It really provides no benefit to your body. It's purely social and, you know, something that just is desirable for some people, like other people like chocolate. So what you have to be careful of is try to eliminate that alcohol consumption, because it's amazing how many calories you can put through alcohol in your body. That adds up week after week, month after month. And that's probably one of the main reasons I think people slowly creep weight on as they age, is they don't factor in the amount of alcohol that they're consuming.
Oh, no, definitely. And it's the old adage, you don't want to drink your calories, it just tastes too good sometimes. So that's true.
But, you know, there are some people who just love their wine, and it's something they can't live without. And you should have that, but you have to sort of factor that in, and you have to be really aware, because it's hard to be full from drinking, so there's no satiation limitations going on there. People can binge drink one weekend, and it could take a month to get rid of that through exercise.
Oh. And Bill said he notices you posting big salads on Facebook. I don't know if you think you're Elaine Bettis or not, Blackus, but anyway, how often do you eat them? And does it get boring eating so many vegetables all the time?
right.
Bill.
Yeah, so what I like to do is I do like to post the salads, because, you know, one of the things I try to teach people is that the best thing you can eat to fill yourself up and get the best nutrition is a big salad. So, and that's what I like to put a variety of stuff, whether it's beets and cucumber and spinach or whatever. It doesn't really matter. Carrots. And I also like to put some fruit on my salad, like blackberries, raspberries, that kind of thing. it takes me, if I eat a big bowl of salad, probably about 30 to 45 minutes to finish that sucker. So it's a constant, I almost get tired of chewing. So you're very satiated with the fullness because of the fiber and the vegetables. It's very nutritious, and it's a great way to really control your weight. If you want to get some protein on it, what I would recommend is grilling a little bit of chicken and putting that on top with a little bit of a dressing that you might enjoy. I usually use honey, balsamic vinegar, and olive oil as my dressing, and it's fantastic. It's really good. So I don't get bored eating the vegetables because every vegetable has a different flavor to it. So and mixing it together, it's really tasty to me. So I think a lot of people, what happened is they get bored eating vegetables because they don't taste good compared to the high-fat, high-sugar foods that they might be regularly eating. So when you start eating salads on a regular basis, you start enjoying them more.
Yeah, you got to mix it up a little bit. What's your thoughts on the ketogenic diet?
Yeah, so a ketogenic diet would be something where you are trying to eat very low carb or almost no carb to your body, and your body develops these ketone bodies to use as fuel, and it kind of targets your fat as a fuel source more so than carbohydrates. So that would be something, again, that would be more applicable to somebody who is less active. So if you're doing a good amount of exercise, if you're a highly recreational athlete, that kind of thing, you need carbohydrates to perform intense movements. So if you don't want your exercise to suffer, and if you want to be a very athletic, you need to consume carbohydrates. Using fat as a fuel source is really more conducive to people who are maybe doing long-duration, lower-intensity exercise. If you're doing high-intensity exercise, you need sugars for that, and fat's not a good fuel source because your body can't produce it fast enough or can't oxidize it fast enough. So I would... depends on the situation, I would recommend to people.
Black is great stuff, my man. I appreciate it.
Okay, have a great one.